You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and I kind of feel like we're having a food festival in studio. Joining me is Dr. Charles J. Turk. He is a co-founder and principal executive. The titles. There's so many titles for ScientiaCME.org.
I'm the boss,
the medical continuing education company. You can go to ScientiaCME.org for more information on how you can keep your credentials up to date. Brandon C. Price, who is the CEO and mastermind behind Vamp, a music, comedy, and drinking show every Friday and Saturday night at MCL Chicago. You can also download their app, Vamp Chicago, or go to the website, vampchicago.com. And again, as I mentioned, it is a food festival in here. We're thrilled to welcome Stephen Oakes and Matt Smith. Stephen Oakes is a general manager. Matt Smith is the executive sous chef at Mastro's. Am I saying it right now? Mastro's? What? Now you're looking at me like I'm wrong. I did said Maestros and you corrected me.
Maestros.
Now I got three different ways I got to pronounce it.
It sounds like it's just the one way.
Maestros. Well, it's masterful, and that's all we need to know. You guys have an amazing restaurant across the country. People know you guys as really the go-to place for steak. So thank you so much for joining us in studio tonight. Stephen, tell us a little bit about what you guys do over at your restaurant.
Well, what makes us a little bit different than other steakhouses in the city of Chicago is what we do is we have live music nightly, right? We have a three-piece band, and we do top 40, so we don't do like Sinatra or anything like that. That's like an old steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
So we do top 40 music, and it's, you know, it's done along. It's all live and everything like that. So we have live music every night. They were open 365 days a year. From the moment we open at 5 p.m. for dinner.
Yeah.
And then by 6:30 the band arrives, and then they go until 11:30 p.m. every night.
Every night. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's seven nights a week.
Well,
is there how many days are in the calendar? 365 and a quarter.
That's true.
So you have the quarter.
Even on Christmas Day and on Christmas Eve, they're there.
That's, you know, when I used to work in the restaurant industry, my parents would actually come to the restaurant where I worked. So my boss would always work out a way so each one of us would take a break and have a meal with our family. And, you know, people always feel bad for those servers, but it's like, you know what? I always loved making other people happy. If this is where they needed to go to celebrate their holidays, I kind of love that.
Right. We like to treat every guest like that, like yeah. They're coming into our home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, Matt, where are you from originally?
I'm from Chicago.
Where'd you grow up?
Oak Park.
So you're from Oak Park?
Just west of the city. But I spent most of the time in Chicago.
Yeah, I gotcha. So how did you get started in the culinary industry?
To be honest with you, when I was graduating high school, my mother-in-law suggested that I should go to culinary school. And from there it went on. Mm-hmm. And got my first job. And then from there it's just cascaded into a lifelong business
But how does an aunt say you should make food? I mean, you said that she. It seems like there's there's more there, you know, than she just said go do something with food.
Well, I had a natural knack to cook, and uh-huh. I cooked a lot, and you know, it's just something that it seems like, you know, it's something natural that I fell into, and it just is outstanding because I get to do what I love every day.
It's wonderful. And where are you from originally, Stephen?
I'm from Chicago.
As well? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a town just west, right of there, right close by him, in Elmwood Park.
Elmwood Park. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you so much to our guests who tell us what suburbs they're from. Like Charles is originally from Highland Park. We had a lot of guests who say things like, I grew up in the northern suburbs, and I cringe because I'm like, just tell me the suburb. We know where they all are. And Elmwood Park has a huge background in the restaurant industry. I mean,
correct.
Like great food. Mm-hmm. I love that. What did you grow up on? What kind of food did you grow up on?
Well,
Stephen?
Mainly Italian food.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, but I didn't want to stereotype Elmwood Park.
It's one of the parks.
It's one of the parks. Melrose right. Park, yeah, Elmwood Melrose, Park. Elmwood, yeah, all those guys over by there. Mm-hmm. I love it. How did you get started?
In the business, I started out working the door when I was younger, when I was like 19.
Uh-huh.
For a nightclub, and then just moved on from there. Worked at nightclubs, then eventually opened up my own restaurant. And stuff like that, and then moved to Las Vegas, got to become a director of operations for a company called Light Group out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I oversaw 47 properties that we had within four MGM Home properties, which was Aria, Bellagio.
Hello.
I know, yeah, all the good ones. And then, but we did all our day life, nightlife, lounges, and restaurants. So I've been running restaurants for a while now.
What is the pace like when you're working in a really this amazing venue like Vegas? I mean, it's just a venue in and of itself.
Well, I think the difference in the pace is in compared to like restaurants or nightclubs or in general is that you're processing, you know, 3,000 people in and out of a place within 4 hours.
What?
Right? In a nightclub. And in a restaurant, you're processing, five to seven, maybe sometimes 1,000 people, right? But for dinner and sit-down fine dining within a six-hour period. So that's more impressive for a restaurant. There's a lot more moving parts in a restaurant than there is in, like, a, you know, nightlife or anything like that.
We are hanging out with our friends from...
Mastros.
I don't know how I can write that. I actually can't write it phonetically because I know it's not Maestros the way a Chicagoan might want to say. Do Chicagoans typically say Maestros?
We've heard it a couple times.
Yeah. You've heard it a couple times. I'm guessing more than a couple times. We're hanging out with our friends. Now, where is the restaurant located?
We're at 520 North Dearborn on the corner of Dearborn and Grand Avenue.
All right. Let's talk more with our guests. Let's try some of the food and more with them when we come back on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I feel so spoiled tonight. Our friends from Mastros, am I getting that right now? Honestly, how do I spell it from the... Mastros. I'll give it a shot. I got Maestros stuck in my head for the longest time.
I know.
Mastros is in studio with us. We have Steven. Hold on a second. I've lost all of my notes because you gave me some food, and now I can't stop enjoying myself. Nope, I lost all my notes. Tell us. Oh, no, here we go. We have Steven Oakes, who's originally from Elmwood Park, joining us in studio. Spent some time running restaurants and clubs in Vegas as well. And when did you come back to Chicago?
I came back to Chicago about 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. And you've been running this restaurant since then?
Yeah, I've been roughly about, a little over a year and a half.
And how does it compare to and you mentioned the volume, but as far as like the, you know, because you're in a franchise. You have Landry's is a pretty amazing, national, really, industry.
It's a nice small company.
Yeah, a little bit. How does that compare, to the other places you've worked?
To working, like, let's say for MGM?
Exactly.
It compares right there. It's nice working for a company like that because you have the buying power, right? And everything that you're allowed to do.
Oh, yeah.
So you have purchasing power and it lowers prices, which obviously turns out to be better for the guest.
Right.
And then the best thing about it is that when you're doing when you're doing projects, sometimes things get run down, especially restaurants. They get a lot of wear and tear, and they don't, when you work for a big company like that, they want you to fix things, and they want you to fix them now.
You just let them know. You put in the order, and you go, hey, something's broken.
Yeah, something's broken, and they never say no.
Matt, has that been your experience compared to other places you've worked?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I need this happening.
Yeah. And, again, like Steven said, at the end of the day, it's all for the guests, so they help us get the tools. We, in turn, are able to make sure that the guests are happy every time they come in.
I love that. And you guys have a big event this weekend coming up. You have the Chicago Gourmet Festival?
Yes, we do. We have the 2017 Chicago Gourmet Food and Wine Festival, which is the unofficial Lollapalooza of food, of restaurants and chefs in Chicago.
And you're in Tent D?
We're in Tent D, table number 16, and we are an exhibitor. We're not just part of the restaurants that are in the main tent. We're an exhibitor. So we will be doing 3,000 servings of sliced New York strip sirloin.
All right.
And garlic mashed potatoes on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we will be doing our world famous butter cakes.
Nice. By the way, Brendan, am I wrong? Or is Steven the kind of guy that you know is going to serve you a good steak? He just makes it legit.
I trusted initially, but that pork chop you said, I don't even really like them, but I always try everything, especially, Patty gets good guests, and obviously you guys know what you're doing. Holy swear word, that was like nonsense. And the sauce on the side that goes in,
it's a brandy apple pecan sauce,
that like crunch, that texture switch up. Oh my gosh. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Tent D 17, go there.
And this is something that started a few years ago in Chicago. How many years is this running, do you happen to know? The Chicago Gourmet Food and Wine,
the 10th year.
Yeah. And this has grown. I mean, what a great town for to have a festival like this, because we have such great restaurants.
Yes,
all
I agree.
Over the city.
So such amazing chefs, and not to mention we are the steakhouse capital of the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is 56 steakhouses within 8 blocks of our restaurant.
Wow.
So
I love that. And by the way, you can buy tickets. You can go to chicagogourmet.org, info@chicagogourmet.org for tickets as well.
Correct.
And find out more about how to get. I'm guessing like this is going to go fast, though. I mean, do you guys sell like per tent, or once someone gets into the festival, they can kind of just go around and sample?
Right. As soon as someone comes in the festival, they purchase their tickets, and then it's free food and wine.
Okay.
So the big wine distributors will be there, but the The big wine houses will be there, but the big distributors like Southern and all those other ones will be there as well. So they'll be showcasing lots of wines. There'll be lots of cocktails, and then everything to drink and then eat as well.
I love that. And where is the festival taking place?
It is going to be in it's
Millennia Park.
Millennia Park.
That's what I thought. That's Millennia where it's Park. Been before. Mm-hmm. What a great place! And I'm guessing the weather is going to cooperate, because what an Indian summer you guys are being blessed with for this festival.
Yeah. This is great.
I love that. What is it, now when you guys when someone sits down at a restaurant, because you know a lot of times they put a lot of pressure on their servers. You know, what do people like, or what do you recommend? How do you train your servers to make sure they guide their, you know, the customers through the experience in Mastro's?
Well, one of the biggest things about Mastro's is our training program. So, you know, running through, like, coming on as a general manager, I had to go train for 2 months of training, right? Mm-hmm. And then so, and if you come on, even if you're an executive chef in another restaurant, you come on with us, it's going to be 2 months, and we're going to show you everything at that Mastro's, but not in the city that you're at. We'll take you through, like, we'll take you to California, we'll take you to Arizona, New York, and take you through our different restaurants to show you what all the restaurants do and what we all do the same way.
Okay.
So it's in doing, when you're a server for us, you have to train, or a bartender, it's a month program that you have to come and train. So you can't go on the floor.
Come on over to close to that microphone.
Sorry,
you have
that.
Such a great voice. I mean, like, you're right.
Everyone says I had a face for radio, but
you got
it's the voice for radio, right?
Dude, you're right at a, no, face and voice, you are right at a casting for a guy who runs a steakhouse. That's all I got to say. The suit,
you.
Everything, the voice.
Thank
I mean, you. Am I wrong, Matt? I'm just.
No. He's the guy.
We are hanging out with Mastro's. I got it. You know what? I don't want to tell you how I phonetically spelled it out for me, but I'll show you after the year, after we take a break.
Well, you got it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, Mastro's. I got it. It's a double S situation. So now everyone's looking around like, Patty needs that kind of help. So you know what? I've done this show for a long time. Usually people are like, oh, we'll hang out with these guys. But everybody, like, even Michael's like, I'm going to have to dive in. The smell is overwhelming. I'm surprised there aren't people coming in, stopping in traffic on Michigan Avenue for this stuff.
Hey, it's a cool studio, by the way. This is the first time I've ever been here. It's awesome.
Well, you need to come back in the next few months, because we're moving. We're not going to be in the showcase studio anymore. So if you enjoy hanging out with us, we're here 5 nights a week. Love to have Mastro's back in studio with us. With the festival, you've got a lot of other restaurants. You know, it's funny because Michael was like, should we tell them we had other food people? It seems to me like foodies and you know, restaurateurs, other chefs love being around other people in the industry.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's exchange of stories. There's also, like, you know, the thing is, if people enjoy food, you kind of want to see what other people are accomplishing.
Yeah, you right. always like to see what other people are doing, and you want to, you know, you want to pick up on it, and you want to see it, and you also want to showcase what you do.
Right.
You know, and especially at Mastro's, what we do is, I mean, being in Chicago with all the competition that there is, I mean, our food is by far the best.
Yeah, I've only had one bite so far. Charles and Brandon, how are you guys doing over there? Because...
I'll tell you what, if you want to go first, you know,
he's going to go into a food coma. Well, like, his eyes just sort of.
Great grandmother made butter cake like that, and it's just so good.
I've cleaned my plate off. I'll tell you what. So, you know, I decided to. So, how would you describe the potato dish over here? What did you do with the.
It's our scalloped potato dish.
Ah, that's what it was. Okay.
Slow cooked scalloped potatoes with Gruyere cheese, and then we. It's got a little bit of half and half, so it's not as rich as heavy cream. But we slowly bake that, and then when we heat it up, we heat it under the broiler so it caramelizes on top of it.
Well, you guys say that you're the best, and I'll tell you what, I'm allergic to potatoes, and I went back for seconds. so, you know, and that's just the start. So, yeah, no, you guys nailed the, you know, so we've got a beef dish, we've got pork, and went back, you know, you guys nailed the consistency and the flavor. You know, so you talked about what, black truffle sauce?
We have a black truffle butter on there, correct? On the 22-ounce bone-in ribeye.
Which is fantastic.
We are making people so happy and miserable at the same time right now, Charles, just so you know.
Oh, man. No, everybody's got to come down to the studio, but we're not going to let you in because it's all for us.
You got to go to Mastro's on your own.
That's
over there on Dearborn, over by there, or go to the Gourmet Food and Wine Festival this Saturday. They're going to be at Tent D. You can go to info@ChicagoGourmet. Well, hold on, I'm going to make sure I get this right. ChicagoGourmet.org. And Brandon, how are you doing? Have you...
I'm full, man.
But he seems very happy.
He seems very happy.
I was just like,
happy.
I would, you know, when you go to a buffet or something, and every bite you take, you get your money's worth that much more. I'm just thinking about walking into a place like that, like this, you know, and
no regrets.
I think I might die.
I know.
I think I might just goldfish eat myself into death.
I know. Well, and that's okay. So
and love every nibble of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Goldfish eat yourself into death.
Yeah. If you overfeed a goldfish, they'll just eat until they die.
Yes, I do. I was about to ask our guest before that what you want your customers, what you want your restaurant goers to experience. I don't think you're gonna put that on the flyer, but I mean, like
the way you I'd put it is ride the path of glory to Valhalla. Okay. You know, that's what it's about.
I gotcha. Matt, you first. What do you want people who come into Mastro's to experience? What is your hope?
You know, we have a couple guidelines that we go by, and what we call it at Mastro's is the hospitality mentality. But there's two ones that I focus in on personally, and it's create guests for life and make it right for the guest, and that's it. So really what I try to do, or the way that I approach it, is that, you know, if somebody comes in and their version of a medium rare steak is something different than what we do, you mm-hmm. know, we ask them what it is and we make it their way. You know, that's really what we're about. We're about servicing people and taking care of them.
Of all the restaurateurs ever, all the chefs that we've ever had, Michael, no one has ever said to have someone who comes back for life. Because there was one restaurant that my husband and I went to all the time that closed, and we were there on closing day. I still have the menus, and it was also a franchise restaurant. It was Hat Dance. One of my favorite places on the planet. Their barbacoa was amazing. Their ahi tuna was ridiculous. Their martinis, everything about it. And we always had the same. And it was someplace that we could go to, and we knew everyone. What's the cross street with Dearborn? Because I kind of feel like Mastro's is my new place. It's been like 20 years. Dearborn. Hasn't it been like about 20 years since Hat Dance closed? Would you say?
I would say that, yes.
Yeah, that was my place for the longest time.
Do you ever get a customer that comes in and asks for something to the point where you're like, oh, that's a shame what you'd be doing to what I've just worked. So, like, I just want to take a steak. I want you to burn it and want you to drown it in ketchup, and I'll have that.
You know,
like, are you just like, yes?
No, he's not welcome in this. You know, understand.
Yeah. Personally, for me, it's not my place to judge what they want. You know, if they're coming to Mastro's and they're coming for, let's say they're just coming for the, like Steven said, the live music and the atmosphere, and just maybe they're coming to celebrate something. And that's the way they like it. We'll do it for them like that.
I love that.
Very cool.
And you, Steven, before I let you go, we'll take a selfie before. Oh, we took a selfie, didn't we?
We'll take another selfie.
What do you hope for your restaurant goers to experience?
I mean, I want everybody that comes into Mastro's to understand that we, you know, every guest that walks in, wherever it's in a private dining, whether it's in just someone that comes into the bar to have some appetizers and some cocktails, or somebody that wants for that fine dining experience sitting in our dining room, to feel that they're so important that it doesn't matter if they're there to spend a little bit of money, if they're there to spend to have a big deal private dining event, or do whatever. And then every guest that walks into our restaurant is important from the moment they valet their car, from the moment that they walk out our door and get their car from valet.
Oh.
So that's something that is a big thing to me. It's not just the moment you walk in where you see the hostess. It's before that. It's when you valet your car and how the valet talks to you and treats you and, you know, hello, welcome to Mastro's and stuff like that. And when they're leaving, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it and everything like that. And then just going up and touching tables while they're there and talking to the guests, interacting with our guests is a very important thing that, you know, like I said, there's a lot of other steakhouses and there's a lot of competition. And I want every guest to feel welcome while they're in our restaurant.
Wonderful. What a great way to sum that all up. Again, you can hang out with Stephen Oakes, the general manager, and Matt Smith, the executive sous chef at Mastro's over on Dearborn near Grand. Pleasure to have you in studio. Look forward to having you back. Have a great weekend at the Chicago Gourmet Food and Wine Festival.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's going to be Tent D. You can email info@chicagogourmet.org and they can answer all your questions there.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was wonderful. More after this on 720 WGN.